from Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama is making a rare primetime television address to the country late Sunday, hoping to calm Americans' fear about terrorist attacks and to lay out the United States' campaign against the broader threat of terrorism. He also plans to update the country on the investigation into last week's mass shooting in California. That's where Syed Rizwan Farooq and his Pakistani wife killed 14 people and wounded 21 others in a hail of gunfire at a holiday gathering of local workers in San Bernardino. To see and hear President Obama's speech live, visit voanews.com for our live stream at 1 hour universal time. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu Sunday said the issues preventing a peace agreement with the Palestinians was their refusal to recognize a Jewish state. Netanyahu spoke at an address for Jerusalem video link to the Brookings Institute in Washington.
It's because the Palestinians have not yet been willing to cross that conceptual bridge, that emotional bridge of giving up the dream, not of a state next to Israel, but a state instead of Israel.
Netanyahu dismissed suggestions by U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry Saturday that settlement building raises questions about Israel's intentions. Top security officials from India and Pakistan met in the Thai capital of Bangkok for talks on regional and security issues. Sunday's meeting was attended by the national security advisors of both countries and included discussions on peace and security, terrorism, and the disputed region of Kashmir, according to a joint statement issued by both after the talks. This is VOA News. Pope Francis is appealing to those deciding on climate change measures to show courage by also fighting poverty.
Fermare i cambiamenti climatici.
Pope Francis told the faithful in St. Peter's Square Sunday that those at the Paris Climate Conference this week need to make every effort to lessen the impact of climate change while also fighting poverty. He is also asking for prayers that those making decisions on climate measures receive the courage to always use their criterion of choice for the greater good of the human family. Meanwhile, security was increased around the Vatican Sunday after the alert level was raised in the wake of the Paris attacks. Venezuela's opposition coalition is hoping to win legislative power at the polls Sunday in the bloc's attempt to take control of the National Assembly. Analysts say the vote is widely seen as a referendum on the socialist economic policies of late President Hugo Chavez and his hand-picked successor, current President Nicolas Maduro. French voters are going to the polls Sunday, to elect regional leaders, and it's widely speculated that Marine Le Pen's far-right anti-immigration National Front Party will make political gains against the ruling Socialist Party. This is Marine Le Pen today speaking to reporters after she cast her ballot. She says, "I'm confident, but mostly I'm calm. One needs to be calm on election day, and now the future of the region is in the hands of the voters. We hope, of course, to have the strongest lead possible." Former U.S. President Jimmy Carter told a Sunday school class at his church in Georgia that his cancer was gone, according to the Atlanta Journal-Constitution reporting Sunday, citing a church member.
"I feel fine. I've had radiation treatment of four places in my brain that had a malignancy."
Carter, is 91, started treatment in August for a melanoma that spread from his liver to his brain. In a statement last month, the Carter Center said that he was responding well to the treatment and there's no evidence of new malignancy. The Islamic State group claimed responsibility for an explosion Sunday in southern Yemen that killed the governor of Aden province and several of his bodyguards. The blast hit Governor Ghaffar Mohammed Saad's convoy as he traveled to his office in Aden City. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad has criticized Britain's entrance into the U.S.-led coalition attacking Islamic State militants in Syria, saying the airstrikes are illegal and will fail. In an interview published in Britain's Sunday Times, Assad said the Islamic State cannot be defeated by airstrikes alone. You can read more details on that and more at voanews.com. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.